brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So you have McVeigh, who believes he's in some type of black op, fighting domestic terrorists. He sets up Nichols and all of it, and then he gets set up. Then you have the individual who was the deputy attorney general, now about to be the attorney general. In emails that we're going to be publishing for the first time today, government stamped, these are confirmed, and a story by Paul Watson at PrisonPlanet.com the next few hours. Well, I tell you, this is really serious information we're talking about. You know, Jesse Trinity, you're the expert on this. They murdered your brother. You've now won a settlement in court. They're appealing. Perhaps we should talk some about that.
They didn't. It's not a settlement. It's the judgment. I mean, we took them to trial and won. They appealed.
Exactly, a judgment.
They appealed three times. They told me all along that they would see me in hell with a broken back before they paid me a nickel. And then all at once here, a few months ago, they rolled over and sent a check. And we, as I said, we took care of my brother's widow and boy, paid our debts, and we got $250,000 that we put up for a reward for the FBI agents.
We're going to talk more about that before you leave. But the judgment itself, specifically, tell us what they were found guilty of.
Well, they found them guilty of intentional infliction of emotional distress. We couldn't prove the murder because at the time of the trial back in 2000, we didn't have a motive, and all the evidence had been destroyed. But the court found that what they had done to me and my family was horrific, and it may be, if not the first time the United States government has been convicted of intentionally harming a citizen, it is certainly the largest judgment that's ever been awarded against them.
Let's talk about the specific divisions of the FBI that were doing the harassment and involved in the murder, because we want to identify them specifically. And then let's talk about some of the good FBI guys that helped you beat these people.
Well, the good FBI guys, you don't know who they are. I mean, and again, there are decent people in the FBI. You have to bear in mind that this operation was run at the highest levels of the FBI. And as far as names, I don't know names. But, you know, there are a lot of people that are decent people who work in law enforcement for the federal government who want to do the right thing and try to do the right thing. Unfortunately, many of those at the top have a different view of what is right and what is wrong.
Well, that's like 9/11. All the FBI people that tried to stop it, they were all ordered to stand down under even threat of arrest. And then the FBI commanders that ordered them to stand down, they were promoted and given record cash bonuses.
Well, I think it's interesting, and I can't remember his name, that the agent who was in charge of this investigation for a while, the Oklahoma City bombing, made a comment after he retired. It was the only, first of all, shortly after the bombing, the investigation was pulled away from Oklahoma and sent directly inside the Department of Justice and the White House. They controlled it. And he said it was the only time in his career in the FBI he'd ever received orders not to pursue certain suspects. And the orders came down to him not to pursue the people at Elohim City.
Well, the thing looks exactly like what happened with the first World Trade Center attack, where they find the mentally unstable people. The FBI commands them with the informant. They cook the bomb, train the drivers, give them the detonators, and the informant comes in and says, let's go bust them now. You know, I didn't want to build a real bomb, but you commanded me to. And they said, no, we're going to let the bombing go forward. So Ahmad Salam recorded them, rightly thinking they were going to set him up and claim that he was the mastermind, and it turned out he was right. But then he released those recordings on the New York Times steps, and they had to back off. So it's on record they did that there, too. Just speechless.
Well, yeah. I think it was when your audience, and I would, listeners, I would encourage them to go to the website again. It's kmtreward.com. It's one word, kmtreward.com. It has a photograph. It has a conclusive evidence of the murder. It has a photograph of the ligature mark on my brother's throat. After he'd been tortured, they strangled him with plastic handcuffs, and you can see the marks left by the handcuffs.
Gotta kill the witness, or who they thought the witness was. Stay there, Jesse.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. We had some scheduling conflicts today with Mr. Trinity's set to be on with us, and then I'm on Press TV in the fourth hour today, so we hope folks record that and get it out on YouTube. I have the internal emails released by the Department of Justice with the then Deputy Attorney General using mafia-style terms, and other FBI agents, some mafia-style terms, dealing with the Trinity case, the whole cover-up of this. This is just disgusting. This is, and the torture photos and the rest of it. This has never been published before. Paul Watson's going to be doing a story on this. We'll also do a report and a link to the fact that they've got a $250,000 reward with the money they finally got in their judgment against the FBI in relation to the case of their torture murder of Jesse Trinity's brother. And we're going to have this all in the story. But basically, for Paul Watson listening, you can get the story we did in 2005, story we did in 2006. I think you did the stories, Paul. We have to multitask here, Jesse. I have such a small staff, so I'm just, as the editor here, telling the story I want right now. Basically, the chronological order, like Jesse did briefly last hour, the memos, the FBI trying to set him up, the Nichols information, what Nichols said, the fact that the FBI said they didn't have the memos and then admitted they did but blacked it out. Then they had the other copies that had been leaked by the good FBI agent so they could put the two together. and get a clear picture of what was happening. The fact that Mr. Trinidou, a few weeks ago, ran a full-page ad, a large ad in the Washington Times. We're going to recap all of that and put this report out for everybody. But the fact is, this is breaking news. It deals with the new Attorney General nominee who honchoed the cover-up of the Jesse Trinidou's brother's murder. So be specific. Recap it all in a chronological order, and then why the new up-and-coming, it looks like, Attorney General, why this is so important and so central, and the terms used in these emails.
Well, basically, as I said, it was the Oklahoma City bombing was apparently a failed sting operation. Whether the FBI intended the bombing or not, I don't know, but they certainly had advanced knowledge of it and didn't stop it. And they certainly were involved because their informants helped carry out the bombing. My brother, unfortunately, resembled one of the co-conspirators with McVeigh and was killed for that reason, tortured extensively and then strangled with plastic handcuffs. We sued, and we couldn't prove the murder because we didn't have a motive. And that Mr. Jones, they destroyed so much evidence. I mean, the logbooks disappeared. The crime scene photographs disappeared. My brother's blood stained clothes. He's undressed, and his clothing is thrown away before his body's turned over to the coroner. The cell was cleaned, even though it was against the law to do that. I could go on for an hour if the evidence that was destroyed. And as I said, I received before his execution a message from Tim McVeigh who said my brother was undoubtedly killed because he resembled Richard Lee Guthrie, who I believe was a John Doe 2. And I say a John Doe 2 because the descriptions vary because there were so many people involved that every time they saw Tim McVeigh was someone, they described that person, and it was a different description. But my brother matched Guthrie's description, who McVeigh knew, and it, at least I believe, was a John Doe 2. I've received, and they were from an FBI source, two teletypes from FBI Director Louis Free, who was the director under the Clinton administration, talking about the sting operation, talking about the fact that McVeigh had called Elohim City, where this operation was being run, 2 days before the bombing, asking for more help. And this is reported back to the FBI, and then they don't stop it. Long story short, I'm in a big court fight to obtain those documents. I do. They're incredible documents. And then the court gives me an order allowing me to go depose Terry Nichols, who wants to tell the whole story. And as I said, there are three reasons I believe in McNichols' story about the government's involvement to be true. Is there's nothing for him in doing so. He exposes himself and his family to risk because one of the things they typically do is if they can't get at a person, they will get at the person through directly. They'll get at them through their family. So he puts.
Yeah, they call up and threaten your parents. They threaten your wife. They threaten your children.
The second reason I believe that what he says is true is why fight me so hard? I mean, why this fight to keep Nichols from just telling someone what happened? And the third and probably the most important is the United States District Judge looked at those documents, looked at the declaration I had from Terry Nichols and said, you go take that deposition.
Folks, total evil's taken over our government in the high places. There are still good FBI, still good military, still good, some good judges and lawyers and citizens. We're the majority. But if we don't have courage, I mean, folks, I had the D.C. madam on, and off air I said, they're going to kill you because she had the names, you know, the vice president and the rest of it. And I said, you better go public and say you're not going to kill yourself. She said, oh, Alex, you know, everybody knows I never kill myself. She went on air and said, I'll never kill myself. And then she'd written memos. She told her condo manager, I think they're following, may try to kill me. If they kill me, tell them, you know, that I was killed. And then they murder her and then produce some quack to come on TV and say, oh, she privately told me she would kill herself. If I get killed or Jesse gets killed or any of us get killed for this stuff, you know, Jesse's just dealing with one thing. I'm doing this on hundreds of fronts, sticking my snout in this. And I'm not saying people should love us or even, you know, fall down before us. But realize, you know, we're taking a lot on our shoulders here. And it's a lot to deal with. And we just got to stop all this. You know, let's talk about these latest emails that people are going to be seeing later today. Now, these are released. These aren't secret. You know, days before they gagged it, I got to see the memos, and we respected the gag and didn't put those out. But this is new. This is public. This has the government certification numbers and stamps. This is public if the press wanted to put it out. We've got it. We're putting it out today. But I want to be clear that we're, quote, allowed to put this out. Right, Jesse?
Yes, sir. These are court records. These were produced in the lawsuit.
Okay, let's be specific about the who's talking in these, who they're discussing, how they're
I can't tell. They're Department of Justice memos. They're actually emails, and they're talking about Deputy Attorney General Eric Holder and what he has to do to keep the lid on this story. And they say, we don't want any press on this. We've got to get the hatch. We've got to get the Dorgan.
And they're using first names, and then they're
with Eric's schedule. Eric will have to make the call. The Deputy Attorney General's got to do this.
This is being handled from the Hill. And it says you're meeting with the deputy to discuss Trinidad dues.
They talk about Trinidonts.
Trinidonts. And then over here it says, this is like coordinating the invasion of Normandy. We are on for Monday. The memo is done. I think this is okay with Eric's schedule. Be very important to pull this thing together. The talking points, rollout plans. We just learned that our FOA shop often declines to disclose when we assert that disclosure could impair a state criminal investigation, even after out investigation is closed, using some code here. What does that mean?
That means that they remember the grand jury that didn't indict my brother's murders concluded secretly in August of 1997. They plan to announce that in October, and this is leading up to that announcement, what they have to do to defuse what they expected to be a no pun intended, a bombshell. And what they're saying is, if we do in our press release and say there will be a state investigation, then we don't have to give anything out under FOIA. We can say there's still an ongoing investigation and keep everything a secret.
Now, we've got first names here, Ricky, Al, Kevin, Cheryl. There's some first names here that I can put with the head of the anti-terror unit and others that we were no involved in the cover-up, but it doesn't have their last names.
No. Al, I think, is Mr. Moskowitz, who was the head of the Civil Rights Division for the FBI or Department of Justice. I mean, this was a coordinated cover-up run at the highest levels of justice and out of the White House.
Well, that's why they say that this is like coordinating Normandy, just massive.
And I think it's not insignificant that they refer to it as the Trinidad mission. And you have to ask yourself, why would the death of one little person, which they claim was a suicide by hanging, generate this kind of activity at the highest levels of the Clinton-Reno Justice Department? And the answer is, and I believe, they knew this murder, if investigated, would lead to the Oklahoma City bombing and lead to the fact that the Department of Justice through the FBI and ATF informants was involved. And this occurred just before the reelection of Bill Clinton in 1996.
Well, everybody is a government operative or agent except for Nichols. And he is the lone patsy in all of this. McVeigh was the insider patsy, like Lee Harvey Oswald they set up, their operative. And next, we're going to have you on for 2 hours next Tuesday from noon to 2, your time, from 1 to 3 Central time. And I'm going to try to give you the floor completely, except for a few questions. And I want you to put on, in that first hour, the 2 hours, put on the case for people, why you were able to win in court with this and why it's so important today. Because, again, we have this individual who honchoed the cover-up about to be Attorney General. And God help us. So next Tuesday, sir, and plug the website again for the $250,000 reward for the FBI agents and close out with that.
I think it's important. It has the evidence, the conclusive evidence of my brother's murder, and that your listeners need to see that before we talk again. It's www.kmtreward.com. My brother's initials, Kenneth Michael Trinidad. KMTReward.com.
Well, God bless you, and we're all praying for you, and I hope folks pray for myself as well. Thank you so much, Mr. Trinidad. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you for having me on, Mr. Jones.
You bet. Take care. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with me.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can 3 oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Lindsey Williams is our guest. In about 9 minutes, when we come into the next long segment, I'm going directly to your phone calls for Lindsey Williams, one after the other. Again, Lindsey, I have to commend you on having the courage, even after you were death threatened, to go public with all of this. And I have a question of my own, but I want you to be able to finish up. I totally agree with what you're saying and how this is unfolding. I mean, even before you went public, I saw on their own plans that they want to create a depression in the real economy and then bring hyperinflation after that. And that's certainly what we see happening now. So this is all planned out. They've done this in hundreds of third world countries and now first world countries. But the break down, again, what this former CEO of a major oil company who you worked with for many years told you, and then how this is going to unfold. You're saying within the next 12 months that the dollar will be devalued, hyperinflation will be publicly viewable. At the same time, we'll have a depression in the real economy, the double whammy.
We right now have deflation. Go to any store you'd like to at this Christmas time, and you're going to find prices are down, 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 down. $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump. Enjoy every second of it. It's going to stay that way. Did you hear me? I said it's going to stay $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump, $50 a barrel for crude oil. Then you are going to see the results of this. It's going to take 6-9 months, maybe a year, for it to take place. This individual said to me, America will see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years for it to come out of it. But as someone said to me the other day, how could we possibly have a chaotic problem in America whenever the price of crude oil, which is the foundation and base of everything, the standard currency of the world is crude oil, how could we possibly see things deteriorate any further when the price of gasoline has gone down to $1.50 a gallon? Well, the purpose for taking it to $50 a barrel is what the average American doesn't know. They don't see what's behind the scenes. Remember, people, I lived with the elite of the world for 3 years by the providence of God when I had executive status as chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, sat in that board meetings, heard what they had to say. Believe me, the price was not taken to $50 a barrel out of a favor to you. $1.50 a gallon of gasoline was not done for the
that's
purpose
an assault
of
on the real economy. That's an assault on the real economy. Just like the banks have plenty of liquidity, they created the bubble, they shut off the blood supply to the economy to implode it so they can buy it up that much cheaper. This is all done with precision.
Every bit of it. They knew exactly what they were doing. It is not a conspiracy. It is an agenda on the part of all these people that Alex has been telling you about for years. Folks, listen to every word Alex Jones says. He's trying to tell you the truth. It's just that, as I oftentimes remark, I would have a difficult time believing my own story if I had not lived it. All right,
exactly.
Here it is. We are beginning to see the crack. 1929 was the crash of the stock market. It was 1933 before there were soup lines on the streets in New York City. We right now are in that grace period where they were then. Listen to it. Here's the casualty count.
Yeah, this now is the collapse, and I want you to go there. But the key here, it was persona non grata. You would never be invited back on financial TV shows if you use the depression word. But 6 weeks ago, the president, Paulson, Bernanke, all of them started using that word, knowing it would destroy confidence. And now on every show, Fox Business, CNBC, all of it, that's all they talk about is depression, while at the same time putting out other propaganda saying, go out, buy, buy, shop, get in more debt. So they are trying to create a depression. Go ahead.
Yes, they exactly are. And buy all those things right now while they're cheap. And you say, well, oh, my goodness, I'll have plenty of money 6 months, 9 months, 12 months from now to be able to buy that gasoline at $1.50 a gallon with. Yeah, you will. You may have the money, but what's the purchasing power of that money going to be whenever the dollar collapses and it takes a wheelbarrow load of dollars to go to the grocery store to buy a loaf of bread? Now, the crack has just begun. Listen to this. The Securities and Exchange Commission must be notified whenever stores are going to make drastic changes in the number of stores they have and other things. This was just a few days ago. Here we go. Circuit City closing stores all over America. Ann Taylor closing 117 stores nationwide. Cash will close all stores. Talbot's closing all stores. J. Jill closing all stores. Gap closing 85 stores. Here's another one around here.
What about Ford and GM and Chrysler about to go belly up? Stay there. Lindsay, we got to get to these calls, and we'll continue going over all this. Absolutely. This is by design. Specifically, he's been told this by the former oil company CEO that he knows. Who could have told you? Back in June, when he first told privately Dr. Monteith, then went public in July, that was 4 months ago, who could have foretold this? Unless you're going directly to the elite source.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Santa, Christmas Eve and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA Key Finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Okay, we're going to be taking your calls here in just a few minutes. We're going to go directly to you. John, James, John, Michael, Gene, and I'll even hold Lindsey Williams 5 minutes over to the next hour if we can. Then Major General Stubblebine is joining us on a host of issues. They're also coming after your vitamins and nutrition products. It's just, there's no end to any of this. These are usurpers. These are conquerors. They're cold-blooded, and they've trained us to be a bunch of cowardly simpletons that have no idea the ball game we're in, you know, the field we're on, the world we're in. Before I go back to Lindsey Williams, I do want to just tell you, I haven't been plugging this any, and I really think it's a great deal. 5+ months free at prisonplanet.tv right now. You can go to prisonplanet.tv and get 5 months free until Christmas. And this is the best gift to give. All of my films, all 20 of my films are posted in super high quality. You can burn them to disc, DVD, give them to people. They stream, they flash stream. There's like 4 different formats. Of the 4 formats, there's 2 to 3 to 4, depending on the video, different quality streams for dial-up. You know, there's a smaller file size, but we've got them for, you know, the fastest connections out there. It's almost in high definition. I mean, it's just amazing. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Get a $5.95 trial membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. So I just hope that everybody will visit PrisonPlanet.tv and use the materials to wake friends and family up. And if you'll get a year membership, you pay basically for 6 months, and you get 5+ months free. To be precise, you get 5.3 months free, so you pay for 6.7 months. And we have super powerful servers now, CDNs, content distribution network systems. We have two of them for PrisonPlanet.tv. And we have some basic servers, our own servers as backups. So it's never slow. It's always fast. There's no such thing as peak times anymore. When we had it on regular servers, it slowed down at like 8 o'clock at night every day and was, you know, really hard to watch. Not anymore. Not for the last year having these CDNs. So I hope you will get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And then you can share your passcode with two or three of your family or friends. Now, they can't share it with more people than that, and be sure and tell them because it's set to where only a certain amount of people can get on with that passcode. I think we turned it up to 6 people, 6 IP addresses. So when more than that on that code, on that passcode, you just make your own passcode, get on there, somebody's going to be locked out. The 7th person's going to be locked out. But share that and then give that as a gift. Give yourself a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and then you can give your friends, your family, your neighbors a membership to wake up and be informed and see the films in high quality as they were meant to be seen. So PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I'm done babbling about that. I'm kind of tired today, folks. I was up real late last night working, and I spent so many hours studying all the martial law documents and the 400-page battle plan put out by the Pentagon and the 50-page directive by Secretary Gates. And I spent hours last night writing all these notes and having all these things I wanted to talk about. And then I get on air and it's like, how do I even get into all this? It's so horrible, too. I don't even want to say I'm depressed. I just feel smashed. I don't even know how to describe it. By the way, I'm on Coast to Coast AM this evening, so no rest for us. Going back to Lindsey Williams, and Lindsey, we've got to get to the calls, and I'm just so honored to have you on with us. Before you leave, we're going to plug how folks can get your films and books that are so important. But, I mean, you're a pastor, so I'm going to ask you for counseling. You always seem upright, chipper, excited, and I normally am as well, but I can't really describe the place I'm in. It's more of a sadness because I live here in this country. My heritage is here for, I mean, I had family on the Mayflower and family in the Civil War, the Revolutionary War, the Texas Independence, and I just love America. And to see us turned into a wicked nation of 50 million dead babies and all the corruption and the evil, and to know what's coming, I just think about my children and it shakes me in my very core. Lindsey, can you comment to how to make it through this?
Yes. Alex, for 50 years' time, I have been a minister of the gospel. I'm not a young guy, even though I do just as much as I did when I was in my 40s and 50s. Let me encourage you folks. Now, I know this sometimes it begins to be a little depressing. I want you to be encouraged because if you take action right now and do something about it, you can spare your dinner table. Let me assure you, it positively can happen. And I honestly believe, Alex, and let this be encouragement to you, I honestly believe it was the providence of God that sent this gentleman to call me to threaten me. You know, threats oftentimes become blessings. And when he called me the middle of June and threatened me, I agreed to what he said. And then, I don't think he intended to do it at all, but because of his respect for me as a chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, he began to tell me all of these things. And I think he told them to me because it was God's providence that I'd be able to get out here and tell it to the entire world. And I feel so honored today to be on the Alex Jones Show to let you know there is hope for you if you will take action right now, decide what kind of lifestyle you're willing to live whenever these people do what they're going to do with our economy in a few months from now. And if you will take advantage of what you have before you right now in the way of $1.50 a gallon gasoline, in the way of deflation at Christmas time, and if you'll take advantage of knowing these facts and the truth, you can do something about it. Alan, Alex, be encouraged. I know it looks discouraging for the future for our children, but I want you to be encouraged right now in knowing you know the issues And as the Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free, and the scriptures are always right. You set that spiritual house in order right now. Make sure that you're on the solid rock of Christ Jesus. Know positively that your household is on a solid rock and not on sinking sand. And with these things in mind, you will be able to stand regardless of what comes our way.
Well, you're right, Pastor. I mean, I do take heart that we are here warning people, but I also get frustrated wishing we could reach more people. And no matter how many things we talk about that come true, no matter how many times we're right, still the majority of people are inactive or laugh at us. And I don't even hate them. And I don't take pleasure in them being stupid. I'm upset. We're only telling the truth. I only want to help people. I know you want to help people. And I just don't know how this country got so evil, Pastor.
Well, yes, but people are waking up, Alex. They're waking up in mass. And I have never had so many people tell me, people that didn't even know the issue 6 months, a year ago, when they saw crude oil go to $50 a barrel, and when you allowed me on your show to tell the fact it was going to happen that way and they saw it happen, now they're beginning to listen to the rest of our message also.
Well, you know, I know some folks, two separate successful businessmen, who trusted you, trusted me, and trusted that you were given this information, and that sold short on oil. One of them made $80,000, and the other made about $100,000, just on moderate, very small investments selling short. And I mean, I didn't do that because I'm not involved in the stock market. I don't have time to mess with it. But this is powerful info. Lindsay, I want to get to the phone calls. And before you leave us, we'll finish up with where you think or where your source said all this was going. And then I have another question for you. But let's go ahead and get to the calls right now. Is that okay?
Yes, please do.
Okay, John in Illinois. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with Lindsay Williams.
Yes, it's an honor to speak with you, Pastor Williams. I listen regularly to Financial Sense Online with Jim Poplava, and your name occasionally comes up with callers calling in questions about your work that showed that there really is an energy non-crisis. And the other day, a caller brought up the fact that you had made the prediction of $50 oil, and Jim Poplava, who has poo-pooed your work in the past, had to tip his hat to you and said you made a great call. You ever heard of Jim Poplava?
Yes, I know what you're talking about. You see, we had all been predicting $200 a barrel oil. I'll admit to you, 9 months ago, I was saying on radio shows, $200 a barrel oil, until I had a phone call from a man that knows everything that goes on behind closed doors. And I'll have to admit to you, this was not the knowledge of Lindsay Williams. It came directly from a man who knows everything that goes on. And he said, it's going to $50 a barrel. Alex dared to let me stick my neck out on his show and give the prediction as that man gave it. I can't take credit for it. So all I'll say is everything else that this man said is also coming to pass, just like he said, $50 a barrel.
Okay, one other thing, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do not get discouraged. As we see in Iceland, once everybody's oxen are gored, that will motivate them. Now, we're having another End the Fed March in April. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be having one, I believe, every couple of months. And I predict, as the economy worsens, our numbers are going to grow and grow and grow.
Absolutely. We got a lot of media attention, and there were 38 locations, 250 or so in Dallas, 250 or so in Illinois. Most other places had 200, 150. I know Kansas City had about 300. I've seen the video. And, overall, that's about 6,000, if you added up about conservatively, 6,000 people that demonstrated in 38 locations, and then they put it on YouTube and Google. The point is, 10 years ago, you wouldn't have had one person out at every Fed location. So we're identifying the enemy, we're identifying the culprits, we're identifying the international bankers that are engineering all this, and I agree, it's just going to get bigger and bigger, and God bless you, John. James and Mass, you're on the air with Pastor Lindsay Williams. Welcome.
Greetings from the People's Socialist Republic here. Alex, a new subscriber to your Prison Planet TV, grateful for the resources there. I talk a little slow sometimes, so I'll just make a couple points and get off. I get around the topics boards now and then, and I try to raise a little awareness about what's going on, and I find a lot of denial, and I find it as frustrating as you do, but I keep trying.
I said for over a decade that they were going to set up a federal security force, get rid of the National Guard, put troops on the streets of every U.S. city, and guess what? It's all happening, and it's not because I'm smart. I mean, I think Lindsay's smart, and I'm not stupid, but, you know, Lindsay was told this by the former CEO of one of the biggest oil companies that he worked with, so Lindsay knew he could bank on it. I mean, I'm going off Pentagon battle plans. I'm only telling people what is publicly admitted and giving them the sources. And, yes, I know, but listen, a lot of those people aren't in denial. They're government operatives. They put in billions of dollars a year in the U.S. just to fake bloggers on the web, sir.
Yeah, I understand that. I've come across some of those that I suspect, but
I mean you'll see the same guys with the same handles posting on hundreds of pages a day the same message. They're doing cut and paste, and you know what? I just feel sorry for them too. I mean, they're literally shooting themselves in the feet. I mean, they have no idea who they're working for or what they're doing. Go ahead.
That's pretty much it. I want to thank Reverend Williams there for his work. I really appreciate what you've been doing. I've been watching the price of crude come spiraling down, and I said, "Oh my God, he's right." And that's about the extent of my call.
Thank you.
God bless you both.
Thank you. God bless you. I saw.
I want to go back to what he just said about crude oil. Please believe me, this was not something that I knew because of Lindsay Williams. This was, I do put on my britches just like you do every morning. I'm just an ordinary, everyday person. It's just that by the grace of God, I had the privilege of knowing a few of these people, and every now and then they tell me something. It is going to stay at $50 a barrel, $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump. The rest of the things are going to take place, too. And so take advantage of what you're seeing right now while you can and do
something.
Well,
Lindsay, he told you 50. I need to Google it, but I think it was AFP yesterday had the headline, $20 a barrel oil.
Well, I know it's going to stay below 50. That I have positively have his word that it's going to stay there. They may go down a little bit. They may come back up. They're going to prove to the Arabs the fact that OPEC positively does not control the ARC oil market, and they'll leave it there until they rub their nose in the sand. I had a phone. I shouldn't even say this, but I'll do it anyway. I had a contact last week from Saudi Arabia. I wrote him a very personal letter back. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of reply I get. They're finally, I think they're listening to your show, Alex. But honestly, they're beginning to get the message that they don't have any control over the price of crude oil whatsoever that's going to stay down here long enough to bankrupt them. And I think they're scared to death.
You're absolutely right. It's all engineered, too. I mean, they admit it's engineered. And the
bit of this is according to a plan. It's according to an agenda. Please let me stress this over and over again. This is not a conspiracy. It is an agenda. They knew and planned this month in advance. I was told 6 months before it happened it was going to take place by a man who knew it was going to happen. Alex, I feel just like you do. We're sitting here giving things. You know, it's such an honor to be able to tell America in advance what's going to happen because it's going to spare so many people.
Well, I mean, I would tell folks, only buy what you need and you know, get ready and understand the crime rate has just exploded. Be careful. It's only going to get worse. And I'm just glad that we have record gun sales. All-time records have been broken. That is going to be one of the biggest security blankets this country has because the criminals know they've got a good chance of dying in most areas of this country if they thieve and rob and steal. And it's not that I care about the junk in my house, TV sets or computers. It's my children. I don't want criminals around my family, carjacking and kidnapping and all of this. And I'm telling the criminals out there listening, you are going to get your hind ends blown off. And so back off and go get an honest job. I just can't stand criminals, Lindsay. I know you can't.
Well, Alex, our number is growing exponentially. You can take it for people are beginning to wake up, as the caller said a moment ago. The harder times get, the rougher prices get, the more closes stores that close,
Lindsay,
the more
I went
people
to,
that lose their jobs, the more they wake up.
Lindsay, I went into Best Buy last night after the radio show to buy something I needed, and I probably ran into 15 people, and I'd have to say 7 of them, so half of them roughly, were, quote, fans of my radio show. This is what happened. We're going to come back from break and take calls, continuing with Lindsey Williams here with James and John and Michael and Gene and others. We'll at least get to those calls. I go into Best Buy, two people back where I was shopping came over to me and said, hey, we're big fans of the show, heard the show today. Then I go to the checkout line. The guy's a big fan of the show. Then instead of them checking my receipt, the two managers come over and say, can we take a picture with you? We're both fans. And then, again, I was bringing my wife some Mexican food, so I go into the Mexican food place to pick that up. And literally, you go pick the food up at the bar. Literally, everybody at the bar who I'd never met said, hey, Alex Jones, we're big, you know, fans. We're aware of what you're doing. One guy was a former state legislator and a big lobbyist. He didn't say he liked me, but he said he listens and thinks it's interesting and knows the government does stage terror attacks. And then other people, when I walked out of the Mexican food restaurant, came up. I mean, it's just incredible.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs.
The elite.
You that hide behind walls.
Taught us how to be cynical, ignorant, to laugh at our own destruction. Think there was no such thing as government corruption. No such thing as corrupt elites. No such thing as tyranny. And now it's upon us. On the long, painful road is a hard path, but we're going down it. Let's go back to your phone calls with Pastor Lindsey Williams. Let's talk to James in Mass. We already talked to James. Let's talk to John in Canada. John, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, sir.
Good. I don't know if you, if any of you have seen the news of what's going on up here, but I don't know if you're even aware that we just had a federal election and we just elected PM Harper as our prime minister.
Okay.
Well, all of a sudden, headline in CBC News, leadership candidate agree Dion as PM.
Yeah, they're moving to remove him. I saw that this morning.
Yeah, it's like with me, I look at it as I thought that the election of our current prime minister would kind of stop all this senseless BS with gun control and everything else. And what's happening now is that Dion was the guy pushing the green shift, the freaking carbon tax that nobody wanted. Otherwise, everyone would have voted rather than having the lowest voter turnout in history in Canada. And he was also pushing gun control. And all of a sudden, wake up, look what's happening. I go to sleep in Canada, I wake up in Zimbabwe. It's total insanity.
Yeah, for those that don't know, you're saying it's now happened. I saw this morning and last night that they were proposing having the parliament removing Harper. You're saying they've just done that and overthrown the will of the people?
Well, it's going to take about a week, maybe upwards of a month, but they're definitely putting the action right now if it goes up to the governor general.
Okay. Listen, I appreciate your call. That's not exactly on topic, but it is interesting. And we're seeing so much of this. Lindsey Williams, they just arrested the head of the Immigration Department in England under terrorism charges, and they said the terrorism was releasing information that the government was secretly legalizing the illegal aliens. So, see, terrorism is now being patriotic, Lindsey.
Yes. Alex, please, I beg your audience out there, let me give you the background to everything that's taking place right now in this financial situation, why the price of crude oil was brought down, the background to everything that's happening. I have just produced a DVD entitled The Next 12 Months. It's just that simple, 1 hour long. I realized there were so many other things I needed to say. I just produced a CD entitled The Next 12 Months. I beg of you, would you give my phone call, my 800 number a call, and learn so you can spare your family and save yourself many of these heartaches? The number is 800-321-2900. The Next 12 Months, as was described to me by a person who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors, all that's going to happen in the next 12 months, why they're doing it, why they took the price of crude oil to $50 a barrel, why it's $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump, why everything that Alex Jones is saying is so, you'll see it in the background to this. I beg of you, for the sake of your dinner table and your friends, that, by the way, the DVD and CD are not copywritten. Copy them, give them out to everybody you can. The number is 800-321-2900, The Next 12 Months, and let me give you as a gift a copy of my book, To Seduce the Nation, 263 pages.
Absolutely. Give out the phone number again, Lindsey.
800-321-2900, for the sake of your dinner table and
Absolutely.
Your family and your friends.
Lindsey, we've got a break. Will you do 5 more minutes so we can take some more calls?
Gladly, Alex.
All right, back in 70 seconds with Michael, Gene, Jeff, John, and others. We'll cram in as many as we can.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.